Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You see, a have not because, right? And you can't just ask wavering, got to ask in faith, right? We talk to our staff, you know, anytime you're going to order something, you know, before you call or when you hang up the phone, before anybody has a time to do anything, Lord, direct them to the perfect one and direct them in the packaging and shipping and ministering spirits. We give you charge over it. Get it to us without delay and without incident, right? Before, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, Brother Keith, let's pray for you take off in the plane. Well, I already did last night. But sometimes instead of explaining to them, I'll just say, right, go ahead. But a lot of times, you know, hours before or the night before or before that, I prayed about it. I said, Lord, I ask that your hand be on every piece of this machine. Cause it to work right. Keep it back from any failure or malfunction. Ask your hand on me. Help me to be alert and quick and sharp. Keep me from making mistakes. Help me to make good decisions and good judgment. Help me to be aware. Lord, I ask you to help us to get the right people in ATC and direct them as how they direct me. Ministering spirits, go before us. Clear the way and prepare the way before us, behind us, above us, beneath us, all the way round about us in Jesus' name. Satan, I bind you from hindering us and causing us any problems. You're shut down. I forbid it in Jesus' name. Lord, prosper us and give us a good trip. We thank you for it. Amen. Release faith. Thank you, Lord. Right? Yes, don't just pray little pat prayers because you prayed it last time to just salve your conscience that I prayed. Pray according to the word. Pray in faith. Release your faith that this will be done on purpose. Amen. And don't just do it once every week. Pray how? This is something that's interwoven throughout the fabric of your life all day, all night. Can you see this? You'll be praying here and praying there, asking for this, speaking over this. Not a lot of fanfare, but faith. Okay, let's keep reading. He said, in everything, do what? Give thanks. See, what do you do after you prayed? Now, what if you see a little weather out the window? Didn't you already pray about it? What if there's a little hindrance? What if it seems like a little delay up here? Well, now it's time to give thanks. We've already prayed. Thank you, Lord. You've already heard our prayer. Thank you for working this thing out. In your pajamas, give thanks. In your kitchen. In your car. Come on, be a doer of the word right now. Just lift up your hands. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. Oh, you're so faithful. You're so good. Thank you for being patient with us and kind, long-suffering and merciful. Thank you for being so good to show us what we need to see and teach us and help us, taking us by the hand, leading us every step of the way, all the stuff you've spared us from and protected us from. Thank you. Thank you. Every good thing you've allowed us to enjoy, all the good things you've planned for us, everything you got ready for us in this new year. Thank you. 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 What do you say when you don't know what to say? Thank you, Lord. When the conversation lulls, what do you say?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank God. He's so good. Keep reading. Verse 19.
Quench not the Spirit.
Quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. Say it out loud.
Quench.
Quench
not
the Spirit. Did he say try not to?
No.
You know, a lot of these modern translations, so-called, are not too hot on some of these things. You'll see they use all kind of phrases like try to do this, try to do that, do your best. It's not in the Bible. What did it say? What does that mean?
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Quench not. Don't do it. Quench has the idea of smothering a fire. Smothering a fire. Like a fire's burning and you threw a wet towel or something on it or some water. You quenched it. You put it out. Well, fire is a type of the Spirit. Can the Spirit of God begin to move? Huh? Stir you. Prompt you. Can you put it out? Yeah, you can. How could you quench His moving? Ignoring it purposely or ignorantly. Just not paying attention. Quench would be the opposite of yield. Quench is the incorrect response. Say it out loud again. Quench not the Spirit. In Acts 7:51, don't turn there, but Acts 7:51, he said to certain individuals, he said, you do always resist the Holy Ghost. To a group of people that were doing that. He said, you're always resisting the Holy Ghost. Well, that's the opposite of what we want to do. What do we want to do?
Yield
to the Holy Ghost. Well, with the Spirit of God, does it make any difference as far as His moving is concerned, whether people resist Him or whether they respond to Him properly? Will He just push and just manifest Himself anyway?
No,
He won't. No, He won't. People have to respond to Him. I used to hear Brother Hagin say this, and it was in healing services. He said, normally that the minister and the Holy Ghost couldn't do any more than the people would permit or allow. To some folks that doesn't sound right, but you just watch. You get to certain things and you could feel people just put the brakes on. People just clam up and just stop, get afraid or get confused or whatever. And when you get there, the Bible said Jesus in His own hometown, what did it say? Could there, didn't say He decided not to, could there do no mighty work. Why? Because they didn't receive Him. They said, who is this? Saying He's anointed. And they were offended at Him. People get miffed. People get offended. People get put out. Does it affect the moving of the Spirit?
Yes.
Well, then you can see why the devil works so hard, keep everybody in strife. Because
yes.
Then that means he's going to be moving. And the Spirit of God's not going to be moving.
Right.
We want to train ourselves, and we're in the process right now of God training us, to not yield to the wrong thing, not yield to strife and anger and unbelief and fear and all this stuff, but to every time the Spirit of God begins to move, I mean yield quickly and fully, quickly and completely. How many would like, when the Holy Ghost thinks about the Faith Life Church family, that He smiles? Because
yes.
We're easy to work with.
Yes.
Would you like that?
Yes.
When He thinks about you as an individual and your family and your house, it blesses Him because we're easy to work with. You're easy to work with.
Amen.
Well, it won't happen just by wishing.
Right.
But we can be.
Right.
We ought to be.
Amen.
It's my strong desire that in this year we become easier to work with. Easier for the Spirit of God to deal with. Go with me to 1 Peter now. 1 Peter. No, I told you wrong. 2 Peter. That's where I want you to be. Did I say 2 Peter? Well, I'm saying it now. 2 Peter 1 and 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. The prophecy that we have, book of Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, on and on, did not come by these men sitting down one day and saying, I'm going to write a prophecy. Or by them through intense, bringing it up out of their self and just willing it and getting it. No, didn't come that way. Did not come by the will of man. This church is not here by the will of man. Do you know that? It wasn't mine nor Phyllis's will to come to Branson, nor was it our will to start a church. We weren't thinking about it. It wasn't our plan. But it was the will of God. And things like this are happening all over the planet. Supposed to be happening in all believers' lives. Not by the will of man. Well, then how did it come? Keep reading. But holy men of God. Now, here's a whole teaching right here. Why say holy? Well, what kind of spirit is he?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. So he's going to work best with holy people. Right? Because that's how he is. How can two walk together except they be so contaminated, defiled, Holy Spirit? No, not too good. What? Holy men, Holy Spirit. Holy women, Holy Spirit. Can you see this? Somebody said, well, Brother Keith, I've messed up so bad. Well, I've made mistakes too. How can I be holy? Oh, you know. By the blood. By the blood. And then walk in the light. Get rid of condemnation. But there's a whole, there's so much truth and light here. Do you want to be more sensitive to the Holy Ghost? More aware of Him? Then you ought to become very interested in holiness. Holiness is not what a lot of people think it is. Let me give you one of the best definitions of holiness I've ever heard. And my father in the faith said it, Brother Hagin. He said, holiness is Christ-likeness. It's being like Him. Being like the Master. It's not about your haircut. It's not about the length of your sleeve or your jewelry or this or that. It's about being like Him. He's holy. And what happens, being unholy goes hand in hand with being disobedient. Overriding what you know in your heart. And when you do, that dulls you. It dulls you and it dims your confidence and dulls your sensitivity. And the Bible talks about people's hearts and being seared, or consciences being seared. Well, that's from being disobedient and unholy. Oh, but if you'll be obedient, and how many understand, if you'll be obedient, being holy goes hand in hand with that. If you obey, 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 then you're not defiling yourself. You're not contaminating yourself. You're being obedient. You're going to be holy. You will increase in awareness of Him and sensitivity because He is holy. Didn't He say, be ye holy?
Yes.
Why? He is holy. And draw near to Him and He'll draw near to you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me